Shabbos Daf Peches, we're starting 16 lines from the top of the Amid, Vayisiyatsu B'Sachzor, when Klal Yisrael went to the mountain, they stood under the mountain. Pasha Pshat means that they stood next to the mountain, but we learn B'Sachta Sahar, that it means Tachas Sahar Mamish under the mountain. Or Avdim V'Acham, B'Achasa, Malamish, Yekov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sahakakigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain over them like a beer keg or beer barrel, but Amalam, he told them, if you accept the Torah, great. Bim lav, shav tei kvuraskam. If not, here or over there will be your kvura. From here, it's a great response for someone that anyone that does an avera, then they could say that they only mekabel be'oinis, and therefore they can't have an oinish. Rava, however, Rava says, nowadays we don't have the taino because we makabal it via ahava in the times of Achashverosh, kimu v'kiblu hayudim, kimu mashi kiblu kva. At that point, we were makayim what we already accepted, we wanted to do it. Be ahava. Taisus points out two Taisus. Kafa alev hakagias. Taisus says Avav bishakva k'tinu nasal nishba. We know that Klal Yisrael said nasal nishba. So why does Kadosh Baruch Hu have to force them into Kabbalah Satara? Shem yu chayzim, because maybe they will be chayz kashira eshagdel sheyatsu nishmasam. That we know later on that Neshamas went out and was so great, therefore they realized how hard this was going to be, and therefore maybe they would be chayza, and that's why it wouldn't work. The fact to say nasal nishba. So therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu was kafa alev hakagias. The Medrash Tanhuma says that there's the difference between Teresh Shabbat versus Teresh Shabbat Peh. Teresh Shabbat Sav, we said Nasim Nishba for, but Teresh Shabbat Peh, we needed to call for Lam Hakagis. My door, Rabbi Laraisa, Taisa says, Behind the Durham, Shakaras Mashab Brissim Yisrael, Alatari Vamitsis, Vishbi Malkach, and we know Shakibus Kalatari Bagrizma Evo, Vayantam, the Alpi Hadibahoya, Vareki Balkorcham, Al Mechashverish, Kibul Midaitam, Me Avasanes, that it came from the love of Nase. He was so happy, like Rashi says, Me Avasanes, Shanaslam, because of this great Nase that happened to him. The American teams, Omachiski, from the Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us hear the din, which is referring to Torah, Eretz Yara Vishakata. The land was afraid, and it was also calm. If it was scared, then why was it calm? Why was it afraid if it was calm? Ella B'tchila Yara. At the beginning, the land was actually frightened. But eventually, when they saw Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, then it calmed down. Why? Why did they get nervous? Like Reish Lakish said, generally it says Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. Here it says Yom Hashishi, the sixth day. It's a Hey Hayidia. So Hey Yisir Lamli, why does it have this extra Hey? Malamid Shehista Kosh Baruch Hu Ma'is Bereishis. There was a Tanai with Ma'is Bereishis. Va'omlam, he said, Im Yisrael Mekam La'Torah At Miskaiman. If the Torah is accepted by Klal Yisrael on Vav Sivan, which is Yom Hashishi, the Hey Hayidia, which means that the Gemara of Ma'is Bereishis is totally in Vav Sivan. V'imlav, ani machse eschem l'Torah v'ayu, if not, I will return you to Torah v'ayu. Darsh Rav Samoy dash, Mishar Shekhtim al-Yisrael Nasa Nishma, when Klal Yisrael made Nasa before Nishma, they said Nasa before Nishma, bo shishim ribu shal malach ha-shores, 600,000 malach ha-shores came, l'chol echel v'echem Yisrael kosh l'shnei k'sarim, and for each one of Klal Yisrael, they tied to them two k'sarim, echel k'neged Nasa, one crown for Nasa, v'echel k'neged Nishma, and one crown of Nishma. Now these crowns were crowns which were from the Ziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kivan Shechat Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael made the eagle, he also in Sinai, Yardim Eiv Esrim Ribu Malachi Chavolo. Now 1,200,000 Malachi Chavolo, destruction angels came, Operkum, and they took him back. Shenema, Beisnatzel Beisrael Adyam HaChariv, that the Bnei Yisrael was stripped of the jewelry, Mei HaChariv, that they got from HaChariv, and it was still in HaChariv when they lost it. And Amar Abchaim Barachin, the same idea, B'Chariv Tanu, in Chariv they received it and they were carrying them, B'Chariv Parku, and also in Chariv it was retracted from them and taken away. B'Chariv Tanu Kedamar, like we said, B'Chariv Parku, D'Chsiv, Beisnatzel Beisrael, the same exact pasuk. Taisvis in Diva Masu Yadukuf Chav Ribo in the middle, he points out the Afagav the Gdol Mida Taiva Mida Pranis. Generally, we say Mida Taiva is greater than Mida Pranis. So why was this 600,000 for Mida Taiva and 1,200,000 for Mida Pranis? It should be the opposite. Hachinami Gdoli, it's actually greater. Shemalach Taiva Hayakaisha Shnei Sarim. That a Malach Taiva was so strong, it was able to hold two Sarim. But Malach Havol Lohei Beikayak Kiim Lohasa Echad. But they were only able to take one away, and that is the weakness of the Malach Havol. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yechon says, "V'kulan zochem Moshe v'natlon." That all of these crowns, 1,200,000 crowns of Klal Yisrael, Moshe actually took them. The Samachle, because right after the pasuk v'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael as edyam ha'chayiv in pasuk vav, then comes pasuk zayin and says Moshe yikach, and Moshe took them. As oil has a separate thing, but we learn it that the things that they lost, Moshe took. Now Rashi says also another pshat, "Oisa edyei loshen acha es ha'oil loshen b'halinare." That it's the loshen of the shine. So therefore, Moshe actually took Esa oil, the shine. Actually, that's what was the shine that radiated from Moshe's face that we know Kikaran Arpanov. Amrish Lakish Asa Kajbach Lakzir Lanu, that it's eventually in Lost Love, Kajbach will give those crowns back to Ashnema, Pri Hashem Yeshuvan, Ubo Tim Brinov, the Simchas Oilam Al Resham, that when we're brought back to Eretz Yisrael, the Simchas Oilam will be on our heads. Simcha Shema Oilam Al Resham, what does it mean? The joy that was on their heads many years ago, that will be Al Resham. Aram Belazo, Bishashak Divin, Sol Nasal Nishma, Yotsu Baskal Armelen, Kajbach sent out a Baskal and said to the Klai, So Mil Gil Lubanai Rozeh, who revealed to my children this secret. The thing that the Malach HaSharish do is the Chsib, because it says B'negei HaMalachim, the same idea of Nasim Nishma, Baruch HaShem HaMalachim, Ki Barik Herach, who have strength, Oisei Devaru, who do my words, L'Shmael B'kal Devaru. First it says, Oisei B'reisha Oisei, L'Had L'Shmael, and then they listen. Amar B'chav Rav Chinah, Mayin Chsib K'Tapuach Batzei Hayar, that calls Klai Yisrael, that they refer to Tapuach in the forest, L'Am Nimshal Yisrael Tapuach, why a Klai Yisrael Nimshal to an apple tree, L'Am L'Chamat Tapuach Zeh, period, just like over there, the fruit comes before the protection. Also, Klai Yisrael, Nasser came before Nishma. Taiz points out it doesn't make sense that it's Tapuach. Last Taiz says, Hikshar Rabbein Otam, Shrei Anuroim, Shagadol Kishari Lonis, Umfarish Tapuach, Hainu Esrig. That we know that that's the Esrig. And Taiz says, the Esrig period, Kaidul Alam, Shadar Be Ilam, Mishal and Shana, Vachashana, Nashal Alam, Shalishtaka, upon Alam, higher period, Kaidul Le Oisim Alam. The Gemara continues how Tzduki, it was a Tzduki. Some say it was a Min, and a Min is Mitami Deishu Naitri. The Chazal Rav, they saw that was Rava to come Ma'ayim B'Shmaisa, who's really into his learning. He was being Ma'ayim his learning. V'yosfa etzbaisa today to Sikra, and he had his fingers, his hands under his feet for Kamayitzbu, and he was squeezing them. V'kamavin etzbaisa dam, and his fingers were pouring out, and he was squeezing out blood. So Amalei, Am Paziza, you nation that are impulsive, you quick. The Kamisu Pumaycha, your mouth was before the Naichot he is, because you said Nasa, and then you said Nishma. Before you knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from you, you did what you said, Nasim Nishma, Katri Bepiskazus of Kaim Misu. You're still doing things quickly. Rashi says, Kaidim Shematim, Oisa Hechi Kosha, Vim Tuchulamba, Kabatim Alechim Kaimor. Beresha, Ibailuchulamish. But first you should have listened. Imitsisu Kablisu, if you're able to keep it. Filoi, if not, like a blisu, you should have done it. Amalei, Rava responded, Anan, and we turned to Peches and Beis, the Sagina Bishlemusa, because we have perfect faith, we followed Hashem out of love and tmimus, that we knew He wouldn't do anything bad to us, like Rashi explains in Salachnu. So therefore, Ksibban, it says by us, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, that the perfect people of perfect faith and upright shall lead them. So therefore, they were able to go in that derech, and nothing's going to happen to us. Hanach Inshi, but you, that you are not believers, the Saga Balilosu, you are always crooked, Ksibu V'sal Begdim Yishadim, that the fact that you're crooked will be your downfall, will be your destruction. You have captured my heart, and you have captured my heart in one of my eyes. At the beginning, it was because they said Nasa that they're going to do it, and they were going to listen. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that Klai Yisrael captured HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loved them in one of his eyes. But once you started learning it, and you started doing all the mitzvahs, then already, it already caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love Klai Yisrael with two of his eyes. Amulah, alu v'kala mizana metechu pasa, shameless, or a chutzpah like Rashi says, chatzufa, that a kala, that mizana, while they're at the chuppah, for example, Klai Yisrael, he's referring to Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael was binned by Sinai, they got the Torah, which is considered the chuppah between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then they were mizana, they did the eagle at that same time, while they were still at the chuppah, while they were still in Midbar Sinai. Rav Murray brought the Bashmul, Rav Murray, who was the son of the daughter Shmuel, like we know, Shmuel's daughter was captured, and her husband, or the captive, he eventually became her husband, but he was mizana with her, and that came from Rav Murray. Rav Murray was harasa shalom b'kedusha v'lei das b'kedusha. Ma'ikra asher melech b'mesiba. We have a pasuk that says while the melech is b'mesiba like Rashi b'chupasai, then near the Nasan Rechai, that he placed his reich, meaning they ran away and they placed the reich somewhere else. Amarai Badai Vusahi Gabon, but still Kaj Baruch Hu loves us. Siv Nasan like Kasav Sriach. They use the lashon of Nasan. Rashi says, Azav Rechai Taiv Lachem, they went and placed their good reich for others, which means they went and did the eagle, but doesn't say that it was disgusting that they were Masriach their reich. And therefore you see a Kaj Baruch Hu still loved Klal Yisrael. Turn about it, we learned. regarding people that aluvim ve'enan olvim, Rashi says acherim bar alem chutzpah. Others come against them with chutzpah, v'loy hein al acherim, but they don't respond in kind with chutzpah. Shayim parsim ve'enam meshivim. They hear bad things about themselves, but they don't respond. Oisim me'ava. They do the mitzvahs of Hakadosh Baruch Hu from love of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'smeichem biyisurim. Rashi says aluvim habolem. And even though they get bad things that happen to them, they're still happy. Alem akas v'ema v'oyavam. The ones that love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, k'teis Hashem mishpigurasei. Amar beichem meidach. So what does it mean in the pasuk? Hashem made a declaration, which gave over declaration to many multitudes, which means, like Rashi said, Svarav, which is referring to all the Umais, which means all the Diba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to any nation in the world. Kol Diba V'Diba, all the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every Diba of Aseres HaDibros, Shiyatzim Piyag Bura, came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nechol Gishum L'Shoyin, split automatically into 70 L'Shoyins, that everyone, all the Umais of the world, could listen. Tanir Yerushmal, Uchapati Shifai Tzela, we said, Hashem's words are like a hammer that breaks a rock. It's just like the pottery, when it breaks a rock, it breaks into many, many different pieces. Also, every single diba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Aseres HaDibros was split into 70 lashonos that everyone could listen. Tosfos argues in Rashi Pshat and says that it's not going on the rock that splits, but it's going when you hit a hammer against a very hard rock, the hammer splits into many pieces. And the same thing, the diba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is compared to the patish, that splits into 70 languages. And that is problematic with Rashi, because Rashi's Pshat is the patish is referring to is Hashem's words, and the cell is not, and therefore it doesn't really make sense. Ein anida daima l'raya. We'll continue with the Gemara. Listen, because I will speak princely words. Why is Divatari like a prince? He's just like a prince, can, through his words, cause someone to die or to live. After Divatari, the words of Torah either could cause miso or to live. The people that keep to it, that's so important to them, like their right hand. Like Rashi says, they're Isaac in it with all the kayach, the truth. And the Torah to understand it completely. That's the ik of a person. Then it's the samad chaya. But if someone pushes it away and it's only a left thing, it's not exactly the most important thing to him. Samad meisa. Then it has the power to kill like poison. That every single diba that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, they were tied with two ksarim. Like Rashi points out, that we're able to see it, and therefore each diba actually have crowns of it. That a bundle of spices is my beloved, and between my basim it lies. That even though that be'egel, that he wanted to throw him out and cast him aside, but still we know that you love us, because right after the eagle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make a mishkan, Rashi says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be between the two bottom of the Aron, shenireis b'migdash rishon kishnei shadayim deichkin ubaltim perkashik keneged haPesach. The Gemara continues to explain the pasuk in Shir, Shirim Eshkol HaKayfa Doidali Bikame Engedi, which refers to Misha Kol Shaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who owns everything, Mechapoli, still gives me kapara al Avoyin Gedi, on the Avera of the Gedi. Now, even though that the Avera of the Paraduma was not a Gedi, but a Para, Rashi says, either two Lashonis, either Avoyin Egel Shu Min Behema, that its Gedi is like a Behema, and therefore this Egel is similar to that it's a Behema, or Lashon Acha, Lashon Acha, means a God is referred to a Avodah Zarah, and therefore the word Gedi over here doesn't mean a young goat, it means actually an Avodah Zarah. Shekarabtili, that I gathered this Avodah Zarah for myself. Another pshat in Avodah Gedi, Rashi points out that Rashi in Shemais in Perek Gimel says that Gedi hu lashon Vlad Rach, it just means a young animal. The kolo kolam meaning, and it's actually kolo any type of young animal, and therefore an eagle, which is a young calf, that also is in the lashon of Avoyin Gedi. In any case, my mashma dahi karmi lishon lemachleshu. How do you know that the lashon of karam usually it means a vineyard is the lashon of gathering in? Our mazut rebbe rana achman the kiddushan kisa shal kayv shekayim love is hakelim. That we know there's a mishnah that brings down a kelim that it was a bench that the launderers used to use, and that's where they used to gather together all of the kelim onto this bench. So you see, the lashon of karmin is lashon of gathering. That his cheeks are like the beds of spices. That the entire world was filled with besam every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. If from the first dibur the entire world was filled up, there was no more space for more spice in the world. The Gemara answers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out with a wind from his storehouses, and he pushed out each one of these dibur, each one of the besamim, and therefore cleared out from the next dibur. That through his lips that came out this air and this wind blew away, and therefore everything passed away like oiva, and he removed it. That the words that he came out, the second ones, were already pushed away. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael left. Nafshi yotza bedabrei, that my soul departed from me when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. And if their neshamas went out by dibur rishon, dibur sheni hechiblu, how would it mekabel the second dibur? Answers, Hari Tal, she also lacked his base mason, because Baruch brought this special dew that he was giving Mechaya Mason with, Behechayasam, and he did Chiyas Mason. Shnema, Geshen, the Dabbis, Tanifel, the Him, Nachloscha, Vinilla, Ata Kinanta, that through this special Tal that came down, the Geshem, brought us back to life. That it caused Klal Yisrael to go the entire side of 12 mil, which was an entire amount of Machri Yisrael, but Malachi Yisrael's Medad Neisan, and Malachi Yisrael had to go and grab them back and slowly walk them back to the Machri and to the Har in order for them to get the rest of Kabbalah's Atom. Shnema, Malachi Tzavakos, Yudaydin, Yudaydin, through the Malachi Tzavakos, that they were gathered together again. Altak Yudaydin, El Yudaydin, that they were the ones that brought them back, not that they were walking that way, like Rashi says, Yudayd is mashma him atzmi Yudaydin, that they were jumping or in that this way of fashion, like Rashi said, Messiahness and Laskar Ma'at Ma'at, they got there slowly but surely, Shoye Chaloshim, because they were weak. Ke'isha ha'medadas b'na b'tchilis hilucha, like a woman that helps a child to walk a little bit at a time at the beginning when he's learning how to walk. And this lashon is actually used by birds as well. V'amar Avishu Malevi, B'shosha Ola Maisha Lamar, when Maisha went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Aseres HaDibros to get the rest of the Torah, Omer Malach HaShos VeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach HaShos said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom, Mal Yoludish Benenu, why is this person who was born from a woman between us? Omer Lehen, L'Kabal Torah, but he came to be M'Kabal Torah. Omer Lefanav, Chamudu Genuza, Shekenuz L'cha, that this great and beloved treasure, the Torah, which was gonas to you for Tramayas, for Shivim, for Abaderis, for 974 Darius, Kaidim Shivarim, before the world was created, after Bakshlit, the Bus of Dom, you want to now give it to Bus of Dom? Ma Enish Kiskus Grenu, Ma Enandu Kiskus. And why you could remember these people that are going to do Averis eventually? Hashem Adin and Ma'adim Shiv Chubachalitz. How great is your name on the world already? Hashem Tzlahit Chal Shemayim. But the Torah should stay in Shemayim. I'm going to Kesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hechzal and Shuvah. Kesh Baruch said to Moshe, I'm not going to respond. You respond. I'm going to fun of Rebbeinu Shalom. He said, I'm scared. Nisyarni, Shem Yisrafuni, Behavel Shuvah Pim. Made him Malachim will burn me up if I give them tainus. I'm going to Echaz B'kisei Kvaydi. You go grab onto my Kisei Kavid and that will protect him. V'chazal and Shuvah, and you respond. To them a response. Shinema Ma'achas play kise, that he grabbed onto the face of his kise, parshes all over Nanay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him and threw on top of him his Anan Yaakovid to protect Moshe Rabbeinu. V'am Rabbeinu Melamed, Shapir Shakai, Meziv Shkinah, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu did two things. He was parshes, he was pires his Ziv Shkinah, Vanana Olov, and also his Anan onto Moshe. Am Lefanav, Rabbeinu Shalom, Tereshat Nesli Maksibah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Torah that you're giving to us, what does it say in it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lech HaShem El Kecha, Asher HaTzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Amal answered, then Moshe said, if that's one of the dibbas that says in the Torah, L'Mitzrayim Yiradtem, L'Parish Tabatim, did you go down to Mitzrayim? Malachim, did you serve Pari? Torah L'Amatei Lechem, why should Torah be yours? Shumak Siba, what else does it say? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yilucha Elohim Achayim, it says that you can't have another God. Ben Amat Tashrim, Sha'im Navayzor, he asked them, do you live between the nations that they're sure about Vayzor, and you to do Avodah Zarah? Of course, you're not Shaykh to Avodah Zarah. Another thing, pay Tesim now, Shulmak Sibba, Zoch Zem Shav Zakache, Klubat Reis Malach, Shat Mitzvah Cheshvus, do you have to rest? Do you have any mitzvah Shvisa when you don't do work the entire work? week, should maxiv another thing. Lysisa, it says, don't say the name of Hashem in vain, don't make a shvuah shav. Masa matin yishbenechem, do you have any business in between you, and you can have fights, and you have to go to Bezdin and have shvuahs? Of course not. Should maxiv ba, kabas vichu vesimecha, aveim yishulchem. Do you have a father and mother? Should maxiv ba, what else? Lysitzach, lysinaf, lysigna, kinei yishbenechem, do you have kinna between you that you're going to come to Lysitzach? Yitzahar yishbenechem, would you come to lysinaf or lysigna? Miad hoilo lakosh baruch ushnema, Hashem, I don't need a more adish shimcha b'chol aretz, but lutnohoit chal shemayim liksiv. In the same parak, before we had the beginning of Tehillim parak ches, kapitel ches, and here it's pasuk yud, and over here it ends off that the malachim already were moida, and they don't say tnohoit chal al hashemayim. Miyad kolech bechanas le'ayiv. Right away, all the malachim became beloved to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu loved them. They loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Maslei dava, and they gave him a present. Shnema alisa lamarim. You came up to shemayim, shavisa shavi, and you captured the Torah, which was the captive that you took. Lekach the matanis ba'adam, and you took matanis because they called you an adam. Rashi says b'skasha chafucha, because they basically belittle you. The karucha adam noitzim adama lashin shiflis. Therefore, you were able to get these matanis b'skasha karucha adam lekach the matanis. Af malchamavus maslei dava. Also, malchamavus gave them something. What do you give to Moshe Rabbeinu? Shnema, we know. By the Maaseh Korach afterwards says that it was a magefa, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew to take Torahs, and that will be mechapa nation, will stop the entire magefa. If not, the Malachim Avos told him the secret, how would Moshe Rabbeinu have known? And therefore, it must be that what Malachim Avos gave him, this, the idea and the secret that the Keteris is something that stops magefas, and will stop over here.